How can anyone place a value on experience? It's quite easy, really, if the experience we're talking about is a clerkship at the United States Supreme Court. A clerkship is a one-year position working for one of the justices. The statute approving such positions sounds innocuous enough. The Chief Justice of the United States and the Associate Justices may appoint law clerks whose salaries shall be fixed by the court. The court fixed salary isn't all that much. But look out, baby, when the one-year clerkship is over. Law firms offer the once clerks an annual salary of at least $150,000 to start, plus a signing bonus of $200,000. You heard right. A $200,000 bonus paid out when you sign on the dotted line on top of a hefty salary, so reports the Washington Post in a much-emailed story from a few weeks ago. If I sound shocked, it's because I am. For some background, my husband clerked at the United States Supreme Court in the early 1990s. When he finished his year, his law firm paid him $20,000 as a signing bonus. We felt ridiculously lucky as we paid off a tiny portion of our student loans with the money. In 2006, clerks can wipe away debt, put a down payment on a house, and have enough left over for a pretty fancy briefcase. But it's really about the experience, right? Right. Supreme Court clerks are generally brand new lawyers in their second year out of law school. They've likely attended a really good law school and earned really good grades there. They generally spent their first year out of law school clerking for a federal appellate court judge. Then they roll the dice and apply for clerkships at the United States Supreme Court. It's chancy, because you never know if your all-A resume will stand out among all the other all-A's. If you get an interview with a justice, you never know if you'll hit it off with him or her enough to stand out from all the other interviewees. Most justices liked it if you applied to all of them because it showed you lacked a political agenda. You work as a Supreme Court clerk, usually for just 1 year. During that incredibly intense 12 months, you read petitions for certiorari, you research cases, you sit in on oral arguments, you keep appellate watch during planned executions, you meet with a justice about cases, you help draft opinions, and you get the experience of working with the most important judges in the entire nation. Plus, your co-clerks usually go on to great things and sometimes become Supreme Court justices themselves. In the end, however, it's not the work experience that gets these young lawyers hired at such an amazing salary and an even more amazing signing bonus. The Supreme Court rules prohibit them from working on any case pending before the Supreme Court, filed with the Supreme Court, or one that may end up there, for 2 years. Instead, it's the prestige factor. The law firms get to boast about their bright new hire, and sort of like a professional athletic team, they pay through the teeth for that right. The good news is that it's likely not a single Supreme Court clerk does it for the money. I'm Amy Guida.